present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello, hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You find us once again in Brighton, the fine Sussex town that was the inspiration for such works as Vanity Fair, Dombey and Son, and Brighton Rock. Later, of course, Stan Getz came here to write his 1960s classical samba, The Girl from Ipanema. Driving along the front, he noticed an attractive woman whose every movement turned men's heads. So he stopped the car to ask if she could sing. Well, the magistrate didn't believe him either, so... So he was fined 10 guineas and sent back to Brazil. And that's why we never hear his other great title, The Girl Called Easy Lil from Burgess Hill. Now, before we start, I've been asked to draw your attention to the current TV campaign extolling the BBC's unique license fee system. This allows programmes to be commissioned that would never be a commercial success and gives programme makers the artistic freedom to make occasional mistakes. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Denise Coffey and Tim Brooke-Taylor. And joining us once again with pencil and scorebook in hand, please welcome our Swedish hunk, Sven. Actually, Sven was telling us he's been looking after some local retired gentlefolk. He takes one elderly aristocrat for daily walks along the prom and spends hours sitting on the charming old pier. Right, our first round is entitled Biblical Radio Times. Nowadays, of course, when we want entertainment, we simply consult a glossy magazine. In the time of Moses, however, they found their entertainment on tablets, which explains why I'm so often at the medicine cabinet during countdown. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some titles of TV and radio programs likely to be listed in a biblical edition of the Radio Times. Graham, will you start, please?
It's cartoon fun with Tom and Jeremiah.
Three wise men behaving badly.
The Samsons.
Gomorrah's World.
Channel 4 has Sodom and Gomorrah, and Channel 5 has Sod All.
Wish You Were Herod with Judas Chalmers.
And at 10:30, they think it's Passover.
And from the middle of the Battle of Jericho, that old comedy favourite, Are You Being Severed?
Good News Night with Jeremiah Paxman, followed by The Plague Forecast with Michael Fish on Friday.
Ready, steady, have a cuck. And if you don't want to eat, of course, there's The Fast Show.
Michael Burke with another edition of 666.
Candid Camel.
Pontius, that's a pilot.
Here's the first programme with radio and television combined. It's called Ballykissambridge with Arch Nelson Gabriel.
Animal Hospital live from the Ark, where Rolf Harris gets turned away because, thank God, there's only one of him. The Saint.
The Antioch Roadshow.
OK, well, our next round is designed to test the team's musical flair and imagination. It's called Pick Up Song, and in it the teams will sing along to a selection of discs I've collected over many years. Our resident hip-hop, scratch-rapper, pop-tastic, jive-bunny DJ Sven has pulled out some fine 7 inches, which may be old, but... They may be old, but they still stand up well. Sven will pump up the volume on his gramophone as the teams sing along, and then at a given point he'll twist the knob, causing the sound to disappear. If on its return the teams are within a gnat's vibrato of the original, then I'll be awarding points. And points mean, well, actually, points mean several different things, including an operational device to divert trains so they don't crash into each other. Let's try and raise the intellectual level of this fatuous catchphrase thing. Points mean operational devices to divert trains so they don't crash into each other. What do points mean?
You...
Okay, you play your game and I'll play mine. This week's prize is just the thing for the West African musical lover caught out in the rain. It's this Cameroon Macintosh. Barry.
Yes.
I'd like you to start by accompanying Louis Armstrong singing Jeepers Creepers.
I don't care what the weatherman says, the weatherman says it's raining. You never hear me complaining, I'm certain the sun would shine. I don't care how the weatherman points, when the weatherman points to gloomy, it's gotta be stormy to me, when your eyes look into mine. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, I'll get up. How'd they get so lit?
So lit. Gosh, I'll get up. How'd they get that eyes?
Denise, see if you can do any better than that. Would you please accompany Dinah Washington singing Mad About the Boy?
Boy. And I know it's stupid to be mad about the boy.
That's Van.
I'm so ashamed of it,
but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy. On the silver screen.
Sing it, lady.
I'm doing it. He melts my foolish heart in every single scene.
In every single.
Come on, Dinah, you're behind me.
Okay, Graham, would you please accompany Chubby Checker singing Let's Twist Again?
Yes, come on, everybody.
You're looking good.
Yes, you're looking very good.
I'm going to sing my song,
and it won't take very long. It's called The Twist. It goes like this. Let's twist again, like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again, like we did last year.
Is this your idea, Wilson?
Don't you remember when things were really humming? Let's twist again. Twisting time is here. Round and round, up and down we go again. Baby, make me know you love me so. And then let's twist again, like we did last summer. Let's twist again, like we did last year.
Finally, Tim, would you please accompany Baby Bird singing You're Gorgeous?
R-G-E-U-S.
that tank top you bought me. You wrote your gorgeous on it. You took me to your rented motor car and filmed me on the bonnet. You got me to hitch my knees up and pulled my legs apart. You took an Instamatic camera and pulled my sleeves around my heart. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through.
Come along.
You said my clothes were sexy. You tore away my shirts. You rubbed an ice cube on shirts. You rubbed an ice cube on my shirts.
Okay, our next round is called Sound Charades. It's based on Give Us a Clue, the TV show where Lionel Blair and Una Stubbs got up off the sofa and performed Against the Clock. And with the recent change of government, there's an interesting double connection here. Una Stubbs used to appear as the TV wife of Tony Booth, who is father-in-law to Tony Blair, while Lionel Blair is in fact father of the Labour Prime Minister Harold Wilson. In the original version of the game, players weren't allowed to speak, the source of much fun and hilarity. In our version, they do speak. Okay, Tim and Denise, you're to start. Your title will shortly be broadcast on the laser display. While for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Teletubbies. Teletubbies.
Okay, you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham. Off you go, Tim and Denise.
One word, and it's a television program.
Clarissa?
Yes, Jennifer?
What are you cooking?
What am I cooking in this gigantic pot?
Yes.
Lots and lots of nourishing food.
But not enough.
No.
Never.
Never. It's never enough, is it?
No.
No.
The end.
Two fat ladies is three words.
Yes.
What did I say?
One word.
Yeah. Watch my lips.
This mood of insufficiency, never enough.
Not enough.
Not enough.
The two fat ladies was your closest.
Closest to what?
My heart.
One word title.
What are the two fat ladies?
Oh, we did a number in bingo.
Nurse, could you take Mr. Crowe back?
Can I go for a walk later?
How would you describe, in a bodily way, people who ate a lot?
And appeared on television.
Teletubbies.
Yeah!
Right, your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Space Jam. Space Jam.
This is, film?
Film.
Two words.
Two words. Okay, here we go.
This is Houston. Report your status, please. Report status. This is Houston.
Oh, hello, Control. You'll have had your tea. We're just having ours.
Oh, yes, we are. Just be having our tea.
Oh, just have a wee tea. One lump or two, Hamish?
I don't know. I haven't looked today. Oh. But I'll have a little sugar.
Oh, you'll have a little sugar.
Yes.
Here we are.
Yeah. And, what else do you
like
I have?
Some bread and butter.
Bread and butter. Bread and butter. Oops.
Oh,
careful. Oh, there it goes.
Oh, dear.
Got it. I've got it. Careful.
A wee scone.
Oh, very nice.
And a bit cream.
A bit cream.
And
Dougal.
What about this?
Oh
yes, very nice.
Apricot, my favourite.
Oh, no.
Oh, what?
The lid's off the jar. It's
jings,
everywhere.
Oh, jings. No. It's all over the place.
Oh,
what a mess.
What a mess. Houston, we have a problem.
We think it's Space Jam.
We move on to the next round now, teams, in which I'd like you to adapt well-known British proverbs to suit certain foreign countries. Proverbs are, of course, a great British industry, and we produce many more proverbs than we can consume locally. We already have a profitable business exporting new proverbs to the Baltic states, including never trust a Latvian if he's got a goat on his hip. They love that one in Riga. Anyway, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some of our more traditional sayings and proverbs that might usefully be adapted to suit foreign countries. And Denise, will you start, please?
Well, one of our proverbs has gone to Hollywood. It's, you can't make an omelette without Kenneth Branagh.
In North Africa, once bitten, twice as likely to get rabies.
France, red sky at night, shepherd's delight, red sky in the morning, British sheep are on fire.
Israel, don't teach your grandmother to bungee jump.
Here's one from Germany. A bad workman always mends your bath.
Another one from Germany. Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy and sure of a sunbed.
Here's one from Spain. Empty vessels mean the fish are hidden in a secret hold.
The French always say, don't put Descartes before the horse.
Here's one from Israel. Never buy a pig.
Australia, Birds of a Feather is a terrible British sitcom. Holland, if the cap fits, you're safe.
And in Transylvania, you can't get blood out of a stoat.
France, better late than Belgium.
Here's one from Weight Watchers. Europe, you can't have your cake, I've eaten it. Here's one from the Zen Book of Proverbs.
Good heavens.
Tomorrow is today, yesterday. I think that's right.
It's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First of all, I noticed we've received nearly two postcards this week from from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales, who sends another of her useful hints for young couples setting up home together. She writes, Dear Bamba, it's never good policy to store tubes of superglue and Vaseline in the same cupboard. If a young wife is in a hurry, it's all too easy to get them muddled up. I did once, and guess what happened? The broken spout fell off my teapot. Yours faithfully, Mrs. Trellis. Okay, on with the game, teams, and it's perhaps because Brighton has been commonly referred to as London-on-Sea that Mornington Crescent has always had a loyal following here. George IV is said to have played the game when he came here on his holidays, and Dr. Johnson, another regular visitor, once famously declared, when a man is tired of Mornington Crescent, he'll change at Euston and get off at Camden Town. Today, teams, we're going to play the notorious Brighton handicap, where with skillful use of the lateral shift, a player can box their opponents in or out of the game. However, it should be noted that once Tooting Beck has been declared, this move is not allowed unless two or more players are in nip. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, could I just check on that? Tooting Beck, if it's been shifted?
No, if it's been played.
Played?
Played.
It's right. Been played.
Right. Or declared. It's declared. The actual word that we use in the game.
Right.
Jim, will you start, please?
I will.
You
Tooting
start.
Beck.
I don't think you can do that before the lateral shift, can you?
Before the lateral shift.
Nobody's in nip yet.
No.
Oh, thank you, Sven.
No, actually, no, you can't do that, Tim.
Why not?
I don't know, but you just can't.
All right, Paddington.
Yes, that's better.
Well, no, wait a minute.
Graham, are you going to...
You still can't. What?
No, not if you're playing the Brighton Handicap. You can't start at Paddington.
That's where you always start.
Yeah. He just boxed himself, hasn't he?
Go on, Barry.
Shirley Drive.
Which part of London is that in?
Croydon.
Oh, Croydon.
Hmm. He's far flung.
Hay Hill. That's got them.
That's very good.
Yeah. Well, that's just spoilt for choice, that's all.
It's very good for a girl.
That puts you in nip, Tim.
Fairlop.
Oh, good.
Tooting Beck.
Oh.
No, that's all right. No, no,
that's all right.
No, it's nice to our advantage.
No,
you can box her out.
Regent Street,
yeah.
It's a lateral shift.
A lateral shift, all right. Kingsway.
Well done.
Get out of that.
Excellent.
Trafalgar Square.
Euston.
I'm in nip now, surely.
Yeah, but he's out.
Out, sorry.
It's only you that's in nip, so you can't box him in.
King's Road.
Kilburn High Road.
Tooting Beck.
Mornington Crescent.
Oh!
You just got too clever.
Not bad for a boy, was it?
We arrive now at a cultural section of the show, which I like to think of as our own poetry corner. Was it not W.B. Wandsworth who wrote... I wandered lonely as a cloud and floated high o'er leas and hills, when all at once I had a doubt and wondered what was in those pills. So, let's see if the teams can do any better with some limericks. I shall provide a series of potential packed first lines, which I'd like them to complete, taking one line each in turn. Barry, I once caught this dreadful old trout.
I once caught this dreadful old trout, because there wasn't much else round about.
She was green round the gills.
She'd forgotten her pills.
And that's why she's now up the spout.
Okay, Denise, here's one for you. To avoid getting chased by a shark...
To avoid getting chased by a shark. Buy a dogfish and teach it to bark.
Then you get it to breed.
To be sure you succeed.
Show it pictures of old Alan Clark.
Graham, your line is, sometimes I dress up like a kipper.
Sometimes I dress up as a kipper. In a tight-fitting gown with a zipper.
I do a cartwheel.
And I dance with an eel.
Then I go out to dinner with Flipper.
Finally, Tim, I'm not a great fan of the pike.
I once had one that I didn't like.
It burst into flames...
And called me rude names.
Then it followed me home on a bike.
Very good. Well, it's very nearly time for the end of the show, but not before the teams announce the late arrivals at the Australian Ball. So while Sven nips out to have a look at his interesting photos of Sydney... I'd like you to start the announcing, please, Tim.
Pretty welcome, please. Yes. Mr. and Mrs. Opera House and their daughter Adelaide. And her sister, Barbie? All right, don't then.
Mr. and Mrs. Jingpom. And their daughter, Win Jingpom.
Oh, dear, crashing through the windows comes the Australian SAS. They're trained in unarmed wombat.
And a big welcome, please, for Rolf Harris with his friend Jaime Kangaroo Down Sport. And the Doolittle Boys.
Welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Noe and their son, Homer Noe.
And will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. O'Reefe and their wonderful son, Great Barrier Reef.
Welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Sarmatosis cured the rabbit problem. And their son, Mick.
And not very far behind, will you welcome Never Died, He Just Lost His Memory, and their son, Harold Never Died, He Just Lost His Memory.
Put your mitts together for a load of old cobbers. Our mates, Tim Brooke Taylor, Graham Garden, and Bill Oddy, the good days. It's cabaret time, folks.
So early in the evening. Event
with our compere Bruce, featuring Jerry and his crocodile Eric. Did Jerry do well? Did Jerry do? And the all-girl group, the Spice Invaders. They're not the real Spice Girls, they're just wallabies.
Oh, Matilda's just waltzed in.
Mr. and Mrs. New Zealand, never heard of it. And their son Wes, New Zealand, never heard of it.
Will you welcome, please, Lord and Lady Darwin and their cricketing son, Survival of the First Test.
Mr. and Mrs., do you expect corks on me hat? And their son, what do you expect? This is all a bit of a stride. Mr. and Mrs. Ample and their largest willing son, Forex Ample.
And will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Backspider in the Dunny Run Like Hell and their son. His son, Red Backspider, in that area.
Mr. and Mrs. Fosters and their daughter, Tina Fosters, with our boyfriend, so, David Frosty.
And will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Nacelle Block H and their daughter, Priscilla Nacelle Block H.
Mr. and Mrs. Kelly with their son, Ned. He's got a tinny on his head.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as Grandfather Time takes an absent-minded swig from Granny Time's denture mug, I notice it's the end of the programme. So from myself, Sven, the teams and the good people of Brighton, it's goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Denise Coffey and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.